Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mahlangu, how's it?
Greetings, how are you, Zama?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fine by the grace of the Lord. All is well, thank you.
Yeah, all is well indeed. Thank you so much for joining us. Man, today we want to talk about who gets access to the grace of God, especially considering those who are going through difficult times and others whose entire lives from birth to death are a series of struggles, really. And do they actually have God's grace upon their lives? I mean, we've all had people who have literally struggled ever since they were young, and we cannot even remember at any point where things were just looking up for them. And so the question is God's grace available to everyone?
Well, God's grace is available to everyone, Zama, regardless of their background, social status, or past mistakes. Mm. God is more than willing to visit each and one of them so that he can bless each one of them according to their wishes and their desires. Mm. God is a merciful God, and his grace is open to everyone, so that he can give them a chance to enjoy life in its fullest. Because if you read the Bible, it will tell you in John chapter 10, verse number 10, I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So God is saying that he wants to give life to everyone. Yeah. He wants to give us peace. He wants to give us joy. And this is why the first day we were saying that rain comes to everyone. Oh, whether you are a sinner or you are a saint, everyone receives rain, and God gives each one of us abundantly. So, yes, God wants to bless each one of us, and every one of us has to benefit from the presence and the blessing of God.
Well, thank you, Pastor, and that's well and good. But then some will then say, well, Pastor, I hear you. Ever since, I started being independent, getting out of my parents' house when I was 17, nothing has ever worked. And you saying that grace is available for everyone, but not for me. Are we going to say that person is not telling the truth?
Well, we may need to first unpack, what are we talking about? What are we saying about grace? What grace are we talking about? Are we talking about prosperity? Are we talking about riches? Or we are simply talking about the transformative grace, where we are talking about the presence of God in my life, what God has done for me as far as my salvation is concerned? Maybe we may need to clarify on that area.
Can we then say that the presence of God in one's life will not transform? So if I have got a presence of God in my life, are you saying that I will be left in squalor and yet I claim to have a presence of God that is transformative?
Sorry, can you get on again?
I'm saying, Pastor, if I live in squalor, absolute and abject poverty, and I claim to people that I have got the presence of God, and yet for the past 35 years I've been grappling with the food together with dogs.
Well, grace, when you were talking about grace, we are talking about the presence of God in your life.
Yeah, I hear that, Pastor. I hear that, the presence of God in your life, and you've said that quite unequivocally. What I'm saying is that if I'm saying there is a presence of God in my life, and this presence of God is transformative, and yet year in, year out, day in, day out, a person is in the bridges, having to be thrown food at by passers-by, etc., etc., but they believe that in their heart they've got the presence of God. Surely it cannot be like that.
Well, I was still explaining when you interjected.
Okay, all right.
First thing is first, we are talking about the presence of God in my life.
Okay.
That God has come in to transform me for the purposes of salvation before we talk about other things. Because we don't end on the presence of God in our lives and say that is enough. We need to go a step further to say, all right, now God is now in my life. What then happens to me? I can't just wake up in the morning, pray and sit in the afternoon, pray and sit, and in the evening, pray and sit. Mm. I need to be doing something so that God will bless the work of my hands.
Mm.
So if it is an issue of a garden, we are saying, I've prayed to God so that he can bless my garden.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we are saying.
Mm-hmm.
You were getting something like maybe 50 tomatoes per garden, but now that God is in it, because the Bible says when God blesses you, he will guard over your property. No pestilences, no insects, no wild animals are coming to destroy your garden. So whenever we move from the presence of the Lord, then which means God is no longer there to protect us. But at the same time, we also need to show effort. We need to do something. Are you selling bananas? Are you selling tomatoes? Are you running a tailor shop and things like that? So we are saying you need to be doing something so that when God comes in to bless whatever you're already doing, then he is adding to what you already have.
Mm.
So this is what we are currently talking about. Not to say you are at zero, you are nothing. You just wake up in the morning, you pray. In the afternoon, you pray. In the evening, you pray. And you are not putting any effort to what God has already given you. Then we have a problem. I will give you the example of the man who was sleeping by the pool of Bethesda. He was there for more than 38 years, and the blessing was next to him. And remember what his cry was. Jesus comes to him and says, do you want to be made whole? And he says, there is nobody to push me into the water.
Yeah.
So many a times we are next to our blessings, but we are waiting for somebody to push us into the water. And such, you may live for many years in the grace of God, but not benefiting from the grace of God.
Mm. So basically, you are saying that the grace of God will not be imposed on us. We've got to accept it. Is that what you're suggesting?
Very true. As we said yesterday, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Whoever hears my voice and opens, I will come in. So there's action that we need to take. There's a step that we need to take. We need to step up in faith and do the needful, so that the Lord will do what we need in our lives. When we just sit back and relax and do nothing, then we have a problem. Because if you read the book of Philippians, it will tell you that you need to work out your salvation with fear and with trembling. So we need to do something about our faith. We need to do something about our salvation. And when the grace of God comes to us, we need to grab it by our both hands.
Now, you know, the person who is struggling, you know, in every aspect of their lives, financially, professionally, relationally, you know, health is not what it should be. Is that person under God's grace still, notwithstanding circumstances that they may be going through?
They are struggling financially.
Yeah, financially, you know, relationally, professionally, and health wise, is that person still under God's grace?
Definitely, yes.
Okay.
Yes. You would remember the story of Job.
Mm.
He is a man who is wealthy and he has got all the things that he needs. But the devil comes in and he says, I need to have a time with this man. Remember, the devil is talking directly to God, which means that he is asking for Job from God's hands, directly from God's hands.
Mm.
So Job is under God's grace. Job is under God's presence. And when he faces that challenge, he is still in the presence of God. And God says, you can touch anything of his life, but you cannot interfere with his soul. So, yes, it is true that even as we are Christians, even as we are God's children, in the presence of God, the devil comes to attack us and he brings in the problems that we may be facing today, but yet still we're in the presence of God. It does not mean that when I'm facing challenges, I'm not in the presence of God. No. Even as we are still here on earth, we are persecuted, we are buffeted, we are hard-pressed on both ends, but we are not consumed. Of God. Remember, Lazarus is a friend of God, very close friend of God. And when God is not there for a few minutes, there's a report that he is sick. He is a friend of God, but he gets sick. And he does not only get sick, but even gets to the point of death. So even God friends can also die. So it is true that even when we are in the presence of God's grace, we still face the challenges that we have here on earth. It does not mean that when we face those challenges, God's grace has been removed from us. It is only when God himself speaks and he says, I am removing my presence from you, but not to say the presence of poverty is the absence of grace. No, we still face challenges when we are still here on earth.
Beautiful stuff. Well, Pastor, you have said a mouthful, and I must thank you so much for your time. We'll connect again with you at the same time tomorrow, same place.
Thank you very much, Simon.
Have a fantastic afternoon.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.